Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time. And we're joined now, as we are every week at this time, by Tom Lydon, editor of ETF Trends. Now, ETF Trends, it's about more than just here's Tom's picks right now. It covers the ETF industry from soup to nuts. If you are an ETF investor, you want to know about new funds, you want to know about changes, and you want Tom's picks, then check out ETFtrends.com. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom is on Twitter at Tom Lydon. But right now, Tom's on Money Life. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Spider Double Line Total Return Tactical ETF, ticker TOTL.
It's TOTL, the Spider Double Line Total Return Tactical ETF. This is the flagship version of Jeff Gundlach's Double Line Total Return, a very popular fund that I need to disclose is actually in my portfolio, but I own the fund. This is the ETF. One of the very first big active ETFs was the version of PIMCO Total Return. Is this sort of the same kind of philosophy? I can go buy Double Line Total Return in ETF form, and that's the reason? Or is there something else going on here at a time when, hey, we're watching the Fed carefully and everything else?
Basically, it is. It's just that fund or that strategy within a different wrapper, within an ETF wrapper. However, as we also know, Chuck, the underlying strategy and the allocation between BOND and TOTL are quite different from time to time. And this is really where the race is. As we're facing a Fed rate hike, as we're facing threat to long-term treasuries, as we're trying to diversify our fixed income holdings, going into maybe what might be a long-term trend of rising interest rates here in the U.S., people like Jeff Gundlach and Bill Gross, now being at Janus, and other active strategies are going to start to get a little bit more attention, and it'll be a bit of a dogfight.
As a general rule, when you're talking about funds, we're sort of talking about building a portfolio tactically, etc. Jeff Gundlach, star manager, but this, and I said, I've got it in my portfolio on the traditional fund side, is a cornerstone kind of holding. So do you want to make a change into this? I mean, if you've got a core bond fund in your portfolio, is this going to be better? Is this an improvement? You want to make a change? Or is this something that you're playing for different reasons and different uses because you can get it in ETF form now?
Well, I think all investors are starting to understand that bonds, up until this point in time, have felt to be pretty safe. Recently, in the past 5 years, haven't offered great yields, but between the diversification of treasuries and corporates and even junk bonds or global bonds that have been in these portfolios, they've been relatively stable, offering okay yields. I think the message is going forward, there's probably going to be some threats to certain areas of the market, like treasuries. And just this year, I'm looking at a chart right now of the 20-year treasury, and it's had volatility of over 12% from the high to the low just in the last 6 months. That's a lot for a bond position. If you look at the Barclays Ag, again, affected by the volatility in treasuries, and there's a strong case for corporates and high yields actually hanging in there during different times. But if you look at TOTL from a volatility aspect, it's almost like a straight line. So what they've been able to do over at Double Line and the folks at State Street Spiders is combine their talents, create an ETF that's giving off a decent yield, and the yield right now in this portfolio is 3.2%, not bad considering, you know, what's been going on in the marketplace for a pretty low expense ratio, which is 55 basis points. But they've also been able to do that through being creative in their asset allocation. So mortgage-backed securities are a huge position within this portfolio, where if you were to put that up against the Barclays Ag, it wouldn't look anything like it. So I think getting to where you always like to go in these discussions, Chuck, it's where does this hold a position in your portfolio construction? I think first and foremost, you need to look at the mutual funds you own. If you own individual bond securities, it's probably shorten up on duration for treasuries. Go, you know, 5 years or younger. Don't go to 20 or 30 because you're going to have more volatility there. And look for some areas that are outside the box. Look for bank loans. Look for collateralized loan obligations. Look for securities in emerging markets, especially after they've been beaten up. And most importantly, turn to managers where they've got a good track record during these volatile times, because I think these are the types of managers that are going to get a lot of attention as we're right on the precipice of this rising rate environment.
And very, very quickly, because Jeff Gundlach is a star manager and this is a core kind of bond fund, is this a 200-day moving average holding or is this not? This is, you make this as a cornerstone because you want to have a bond allocation.
I think that's the case. For most people in your asset allocation strategy, if your pure beta ETF allocations within treasuries, especially long-term treasuries, that would be the area to go, that where you shorten up or diversify into something a little bit more active.
It's the Spider Double Line Total Return Tactical ETF, TOTL, the ETF version of Jeff Gundlach's Double Line Total Return Bond Fund. It's the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. And if you want more information about ETF trends, go to ETFtrends.com or follow them on Twitter at ETFtrends. You should also follow Tom Lydon on Twitter while you're at it. He's at Tom Lydon. Tom, always great to chat with you. Look forward to doing it again next week.
Talk to you next week, Chuck.
Well, we've just gotten off to a great start on the Thursday edition of Money Life. But a great start means there's much more to come. So settle back and relax and don't touch that dial. We're living the money life and there's much more to come.